Bold Magnificence, Episode 5. Welcome to the Bold Magnificence Podcast. I'm your host, Nat Karopmitry. And today I want to talk to you about fear and why it doesn't always make sense. So I had an interesting experience last week while I was recording and publishing the second episode of this podcast. I had some ideas that I was inspired to share, made some notes, and I started recording. And in the process of recording, I would doubt what I was saying, and I would stop myself, delete the recording, and start over. Sometimes I made it through to the end, was happy with what I shared, and then start to doubt myself again, delete the recording, and start over. And this went on for 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 times where I stopped, deleted, and started re-recording. And I found this really interesting and kind of puzzled by the whole experience, because I've done a number of podcasts over the years. I started podcasting back in 2009. I hosted my own show. I've interviewed a number of people. I've been a guest on other people's shows. I've led workshops. So speaking in front of other people, sharing my teachings and what I've learned, is not new to me. And yet here I was facing fear and not understanding why. Now, if I look at it, these are old fears. Fears that I'm going to look or sound stupid. I'm going to miss something and make a mistake. And this will mean that, well, what it meant for me in the past was less love or no love and some form of pain. And this fear that comes up is me pushing up against that protective mechanism, the threshold that wants to keep me safe, but at the same time is so limiting for me as an adult. And I think what happens is that when we feel the fear, when we feel the uncomfortableness in our bodies, we want to make sense of it. We want to understand, and we go to our mind, and you know, our mind depends on facts and previous experiences to understand what is currently happening. But that's a problem in itself, because the mind tries to take new experiences and put them into the container of the old experiences of what has already happened, what it understands to be true, or what it understands that has allowed it to feel safe so that we can make sense of it. But the truth of who we are is so much more than our minds or our bodies. You know, we are consciousness. We are magnificence. That's what we start off with. It's our essence. So if we remind ourselves that, then we can recognize that we are safe in the moment, that we're eternal, that we're this essence that doesn't die. And when we can tune in to that part of ourselves, our core being, we remember that we are loved, and that love is ever present, and that we can tap into this love at any time, and that we don't need our circumstances to be perfect in order to receive love. We don't need to show up in a way to meet the expectations of other people to feel loved. And so this is a practice that I've been engaging with to take a step back, to take a deep breath in, connect to my soul, and breathe in love. To give my body a new experience, to feel nurtured and taken care of, to know that I am safe in this moment. And when I plug in to love in this way and remind myself that love is ever present, then I feel more free to express myself in the ways that I'm choosing to express myself. Looking back at this experience where I'm trying to make the podcast perfect and I'm trying to say the perfect thing, where I'm worrying about missing something because then missing something would mean that it's not perfect or that how you receive this will not be as ideal as I'd like it to be. All of that is playing into this fear that I'm not enough and that I have to make myself perfect and what I put out in the world perfect in this distorted way of thinking in order to receive love, in order to be the magnificence that I am. And it's not true. And so I come back to love and remind myself that love is ever present and I can tap into it anytime. And the more that I tap into it, the more that it serves to guide me and the more freedom I feel to be me. So in your case, notice your fear response and notice if you're trying to make sense of it in order to feel safe. Whether it's you starting a new business or putting something new out there or inviting in a new relationship, notice what that fear response is. Notice what it's pointing to in the past, the old fears. Then take a deep breath. Let the fears be what they are and remind yourself that love is ever present and you can tap into that and give yourself permission to receive that love now. And if you would like practice in a supportive environment in tapping in to your own essence, I invite you to sign up for one of the upcoming community calls and group meditations called Allowing Magnificence, where we get to meet virtually and we get to invite in the presence of your soul and commune with our soul, commune with love that is here available for you. Go to boldmagnificence.com/events to sign up. Thanks so much for listening in today. And until we connect again, choose to be magnificent because you already are.